are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back for the new year. Happy New Year 2013. I still have the same noisemaker. I've been using the noisemaker for the last how many shows, you know, because you could do it for 2012, 2013. I'm going to go as long as I can wishing people a Happy New Year. I think my limit, I think actually my last record was January 20th, a couple years ago. I was able to wish people a Happy New Year all the way to January 20th. It's only January 2nd, so I could still, you know, play with my noisemakers. Although sometimes these guys do get a little bit limp. All right, a lot of your emails over the holiday, and a lot of you disgruntled, pretty unhappy about yesterday and the night before. Some of you are mad at doctors because I guess, you know, with some of the baloney that was going on with the... Medicare, the Medicare pay cut to doctors was able to be stalled. Listen, I am so disgusted with what has happened over the last couple of days. No, I am not celebrating over the Medicare fee. What was it supposed to be? A fee hike? See, we were supposed to lose Medicare payments, and they're supposed to keep dropping every year. So that was stalled. There's supposed to be an increase, but I got to be honest, the taxes that we're incurring over the next, I don't know how many years, are so bad that no, as a doctor, I'm not rejoicing. So for those of you who are mad at us doctors because of what happened over the last couple of days, now get that out of your head, please. Just no, don't listen. I think we're all on the same side. I don't know about you all, but I think I just realized that we were getting taxed either way. Now, well, just kind of very quickly, because again, I want to get to as much medical news as possible, but unfortunately, you know, this being January 2nd, 2013, most of the news is circulating around what's going on with Medicare, what's going on with our taxes, what's going on with the fiscal cliff, what's going on with the debt ceiling, and, you know, what's going on with Obamacare. From what we understand, Obamacare did lose some money. But I'm sure many of you have been just clenching your teeth when you heard President Obama discuss, and as it relates to cutting spending, that this is Congress's fault. Congress passed legislation to allow this spending, and so it's Congress's fault that we have all this spending. Okay? Was it Congress's fault with Obamacare? That was Pelosi's fault, not the current Congress. Not the current Congress, all right? Obamacare passing was a much different Congress than we have today. And so President Obama has very easily, in one fell swoop, blamed all the spending on the Republicans. So with no spending cuts, government, in order to deal with their spending, they're going to probably print money. And what happens when you print money? The value of the dollar falls, and we have inflation. None of us were probably able to really buy gold because gold was too expensive. I couldn't. For years, I knew I should have bought gold, but I didn't have the money. We were in a recession. We didn't have any money to go and buy gold. But I got to tell you, if you guys have any extra dimes in your pocket now, whatever you could scrape together to get some gold, I am scared to death. Okay, so technically whatever happened with the Senate and the Congress over the last couple of days was supposed to protect a massive tax increase. But everybody still is going to be paying more of this next year. The Social Security payroll tax expired. So the 2 percentage point cut in the payroll tax was worth about $1,000 for everybody making $50,000. I guess it would be, if you were making $25,000 a year, that's $42 a month. You're now going to lose. So we all have lost. All right. I mean, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. We haven't even started with Obamacare yet. All right. They say the Tax Policy Center, a nonpartisan Washington research group, estimates that 77% of American households will face higher federal taxes in 2013. High-income families are going to, though, still notice the biggest tax increases, but middle- and low-income families are going to have higher taxes. They're estimating that households making between $40,000 and $50,000 will face an average tax increase of $579 this next year. Households making between $50,000 to $75,000 will face an average tax increase of $822. This is what we were explaining to everybody. You all, I know, understand, because for those of you that listen to my show, you guys definitely have some brains. But what we've been trying to explain to everybody else is, don't think that all the Senate and Congress was going to do is just tax the Donald Trumps and the Brad Pitts and the Jennifer Anistons. No. Although, didn't the entertainment industry get off scot-free this time around? I got to look that up. I heard the entertainment industry got off scot-free, which is why they always seem to help the Washington administration, or they always seem to help the Democrats. But we'll find out what little conniving thing happened there. And I had told you all, and I'm sure many of you had already surmised, that we were all getting taxed. We were all going to be paying more if Obama came into power. All right. This is what was so frustrating. This is what I wanted to explain to the occupier protesters. This is what I want to explain to the liberals who are like, just no big deal. We'll get Obama in and then only the rich will be taxed. Only the rich are going to have to pay. No, you don't understand. Now, we can't go back and go, well, what would have happened if Mitt Romney was elected? We can't do that. It's a waste of time. It's going to do us no good. What Mitt Romney and the Republican Congress hammer the Senate with spending cuts and, you know, do a much better job. I mean, I'm guessing they would have, but like I said, it's moot. It's kind of ridiculous to talk about because there's nothing we could do about that now. That's hindsight. Many of you are talking about it because you are hoping that the Democrats that voted Obama in would be like, oh, darn, we made a mistake. I don't know. I don't think they see that. I really don't. Okay, so we haven't even gotten through the storm yet. From what I understand, there are three more fiscal cliffs looming. So they're kicking the can down the road, and they're going to be addressing spending cuts a little bit later. And so even though people who are making $400,000 individually or $450,000 as a couple are going to be paying close to 40% taxes, that doesn't mean we're all out of the woods yet. So hang tight, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. the most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 18 minutes past this hour. On a beautiful start to 2013, I'm going to be positive, people. I'm going to be positive. I know a lot of you are upset. I'm still going to be positive. 2013 should hopefully bring us good things, even though we've all been told that we're going to be losing part of our paycheck. We're going to be paying more taxes, and we should expect the government to print money to cover all the debt, and then we're going to see the value of the dollar drop and have high inflation. But still, we will be positive. Keep in mind, many of us can't afford antidepressants, so we're going to have to figure something out. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, or Don, Don, who was working the dials. I got to tell you, it's raining, man. Hallelujah. I got all these men all over the place. Love it. Okay. We've been kind of following what's been happening with Hillary Clinton. Many of you have been asking me what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had in terms of a clot behind the ear. And basically, from what I understand, she has a blood clot in her transverse sinus. All right. It's a transverse sinus venous thrombosis. Basically, your transverse sinus is located beneath the brain. What it does is it's where the blood drains from the back of the head. A very common place for blood clots that happen in the head. So, from what we understand, she's on blood thinners and is expected to make a full recovery. We were discussing this case a couple days ago. You know, some of you thought, you know, this is her way of getting out of the Benghazi trials and tribulations. And I kind of disagree because, I mean, if she wants to run for president in 2016, the last thing any politician wants is news of ill health. Okay? They do not want any publicity discussing health issues. No way. No way. So, no, I don't think any of this is fake. I think she is suffering a blood clot. I from what I understand, she is doing pretty well. You know, people have been concerned as to how. I think it was the Inquirer that leaked she had a brain tumor, and there was no, proof to that. Those were just rumors. It did seem a little bit odd that she would have a blood clot. They were blaming from a concussion she sustained 3.5 weeks ago. But, you know, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton had a blood clot back in 1998. And one, I guess actually one site is saying 1988. So I'd like to kind of get that confirmed. When we were discussing this a few days ago, the story said 1998. And so if she had a previous blood clot, and this is something I discussed with you all a couple days ago, you could have a genetic propensity towards blood clots, such that if you do become vulnerable, either having surgery, being a smoker, being on postmenopausal estrogen, being on birth control, having had some sort of trauma like she did, she hit her head, being sick, having infection or cancer, some sort of vulnerability, you will be more prone to forming another blood clot. And I discussed how you all should get a hypercoagulability panel if you've ever had a blood clot. I can't tell you how many patients have been diagnosed with a blood clot because they were on a plane, had a deep venous thrombosis in their leg. They received blood thinners. They were treated. But nobody tested them to see if they actually had a propensity towards making more clots. We just had another patient last month. I inherited a really nice lady, been diagnosed with a blood clot. She said there was no reason for her to see a hematologist or be worked up because they knew it was from the airplane. I said, bull crap. So we ran a panel. I call them panels 375 because that's what the predecessors to Quest used to call them. I think they were AML or APL at the time. And the panel 375 looks at factor 5 lead and antithrombin 3, a whole variety of factors in your clotting cascade to see what could be elevated. And sure enough, she had multiple areas elevated. I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about my patient. And that's kind of important to know because what if she goes on another flight? What if she ends up having surgery, has to be bedridden? What if she decides to get pregnant, etc.? So any of you who have ever sustained a clot, I urge you, boy, sounds like I'm getting some, that's not a clot, that's a clog of mucus that you just heard. Sorry about that, people. Excuse me. But any of you who have ever sustained something like a DVT, blood clot, etc., tell them to run a hypercoagulability panel, okay? All right. Unfortunately, you can't say panel 375 because most labs don't. A panel 375 could be a pregnancy profile, and you men are going to get upset with that. You never know with the lab. And so here we have Hillary Clinton, who, from what we understand, had a history of a blood clot in the past, now was discovered during a routine checkup after she fell and hit her head 2 weeks ago. Now, from what I understand, the news broke that she had a blood clot, I believe, on a Sunday. So then you wonder what routine checkup could have occurred. My guess is they must have done an imaging test, ordered an imaging test earlier in the week. They got the results over the weekend, had a run-in, and got blood thinners. And, of course, blood thinners will break up the clot. Why is a clot so dangerous? Well, when a clot occurs, all right, vein becomes blocked. Then you could get coagulated veins. You lose, you could, it actually form more clots. You can actually, cut off oxygen supply to the brain, to the lungs, to a variety of areas. And it can be very deadly. So blood clots are pretty serious. Now, can she recover with this and have an excellent prognosis? Absolutely. All right. But, somebody needs to figure out What is predisposing her? By the way, smokers, too. Smokers are at high risk. So my recommendations for her would be on some sort of blood thinner or at least aspirin therapy, okay, after she gets through the anticoagulation period that we usually do for a clot. It could be anywhere from 6 months to a year. For some people, lifelong. I mean, if they're prone to making blood clots, they're going to probably be on Coumadin or Plavix lifelong, depending on what her doctor decides. She also needs to make sure she stays away from anybody who smokes. I don't know if Bill smokes. I don't know. She has to also make sure she never has a period of incapacity, where if she does, let's say, go in for surgery, etc., they're going to have to make sure they put her on blood thinners prophylactically. And then make sure she doesn't sustain trauma, make sure she doesn't come down with the diagnosis of cancer, because that could all predispose her to clots. If she's on postmenopausal estrogen, I don't know, not really for us to discuss. It's none of our business, but that could also predispose her. She probably would not be allowed to be on postmenopausal estrogen, which is why I am always moving my legs. The last thing I want is my doctor to not allow me later to be on estrogen. I know I'm going to need my estrogen. I mean, look how low my voice is now, right? And how masculine I already seem to sound. Okay, there is no way I'm going to hit menopause and then start talking like this. You know, the women that talk like this, some of you find sexy, but it's not good for radio. Okay, I need to still kind of sound nice. Yeah, I could fake it. I mean, you know, none of you are here in the studio, so I could just talk like this. That all sounds all nice and feminine. But no, the ratings will plummet even more than they already do. Okay, so, of course, Sanjay Gupta, you know, has weighed in. He had said nobody needs to worry. She's still getting enough blood to other parts of the brain based on the area. But Clinton is 65 years old. From what we understand, she may be in the hospital till tomorrow. And we'll go from there. Yes, the rumors that she wants to run for president for 2016, I think will still stay true. And we'll see where that goes. But again, our prayers are with her, and we hope that she recovers from this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope all of you had a, you know, safe New Year's. I remember my husband told us to stay away from outside because of strayed bullets. And there have been some cases of people hit with bullets. I think a couple people in Vegas were hit. No casualties. In Florida, a grandmother, 67 years old, was hit with a stray bullet while watching the fireworks. Laura Everhart, 67, was watching the display after dinner and dancing, I guess, at St. Petersburg Yacht Club. And then she felt a searing pain in her wrist after midnight. Bullet had entered her wrist, traveled to upper arm before exiting halfway upper forearm. Police believed it came from a rifle that someone fired into the air. Of course, she told her husband, 73 years old, Henry, look, I've been shot. And so she's okay from what I understand. One of their friends is a retired physician. So that it's always good to have a doctor friend. If you're ever going to party, make sure, you know, I don't get invited to these parties because people like me, right? Or they agree with my political opinions, or they think I'm entertaining. All right. I am the token doctor. And it's great because, you know, whenever you, now, not this last party. This last party, they were actually friends of mine who we went to. But it's very interesting because usually if I get invited everywhere, they go, oh, Dahlia, come inside. Let me show you where the first aid kit is. Let me show you where the epinephrine is. Let me show you where the Valium is. I go, I'd like to know where the, where's the food and the drinks? Where's the, no. Let me give you a tour. Here's the phone. You know, if you need to contact your colleagues. Okay. I'd like to not work. Right. Can I just, you know, talk to the guests? No, you cannot. No, you cannot. You're on standby. You're the token doctor we invited. All right. But, you know, guys, keep in mind, a lot of us have guns. I have guns. A lot of us have guns. They're great. But listen, the last thing we need right now is people getting shot because of stray bullets. And it's kind of ridiculous because any of us that are gun owners, we should know that. Usually we do. I would never just fire my weapon into the air randomly. I only shoot at shooting ranges. All right, you don't fire a weapon up in the air. What goes up must come down. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 33 minutes past the hour. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please also follow us on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook later, just Google the, not Google, just type in the Dr. Dahlia Show and find us. Also, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise, where we are going to be leaving out of Seattle I believe it is January 28th going to July 5th. Going to be a phenomenal trip. Always time to start thinking of your summer vacation. Okay? Never too early. We are booking for the cruise. Got a lot of people set up. And, of course, we're going to have a great time. So, please, go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you had questions over the holiday. Want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, I'm hearing, in fact, I'm one of them. We're getting our hair tests, our blood tests, and we're having elevated levels of aluminum, barium, different chemicals that are being sprayed in the chemtrails. They're doing it worldwide, CHDM chemtrails. They're not contrails. They're not condensation trails, chemtrails. Mm-hmm. They're doing it worldwide. They say it's affecting our immune systems the Obama administration has said they want to cut the world population in half, if not more.
Wow, I wish you were live. I'd love to ask you more about this. I'd love to know the test results. If you're listening to this now, I promise all of you, whenever you call on the holiday or when we're not live, we would answer your question on the next live show. So if you're listening, definitely, I'd love to hear what some of the results are on your barium and aluminum salts. They're probably going to test you for silicon. Do you guys understand this whole chemtrails, contrails type of, theories? Okay. So your contrails basically come from your jet engines. They're condensation trails. All right. There are some theories that chemicals, which would be then called chemtrails, are being, dispersed either from these engines or from other means into the environment. Okay, this is another corollary to the eugenics that we had discussed a while back where, in the first part of last century, there was invalid science looking at how to control populations, how to enhance the quote-unquote good population and discourage breeding of a quote-unquote poorer population. And, so another kind of corollary to this is the chemtrail conspiracy theory, where, and I don't like to use the word conspiracy because, there are many people investigating this, even though from what I understand, we still don't have any proof. But again, it's difficult. I gotta admit, I don't know much about it. I know people are looking into this and people are trying to figure out why we've been exposed to so many heavy metals, why many of us are turning up positive for our metals. You know, one of the reasons why this came to our attention is we're seeing many people with iron excess. Well, why would they have iron excess? Is it in our foods? Is it a fortification in our foods? Is it something we're picking up from the environment? So from what I understand, some theories that are out there is aircraft has left chemical or biological agents or metals that were sprayed deliberately. There was some theories in the past that certain scientific experiments were being tested this way where a plane would drop, a certain chemical or biological agent and they want to see what happened to the population below. But again, that couldn't be proven because the wind and the atmosphere that high up can shift it. You know, so then they would have to basically chase the wind on that one. Many of you asked with the West Nile virus spraying that they had to do the pesticide spraying in Dallas. Was it Dallas last year? Many of you were asking me, would that be a form of chemtrails? Again, that's difficult because it's, like I said, the chemtrail theory basically implies that the government is secretly spraying chemicals. With the West Nile pesticide spraying, that was very overt. So I don't know if that would qualify as a chemtrail, even though it is a spraying of a chemical. You see? So, I really can't answer that. I mean, I know many of us have heavy metals. I know cancer cases are on the rise, but are cancer cases on the rise because of better detection and because we're outliving the heart attacks, or is it because of heavy metals? What about computer radiation? What about cell phone radiation? So there's a lot of things that could be causing changes to our body. Do I think the government would actually spray and try to hurt the population? I doubt it, but I'm not going to be naive You know, I honestly thought our Obama administration was planning on taxing us the whole time anyway and getting all of us to pay extra taxes, and they did it with Obamacare. So, you know, to me, I think anything sinister is possible. But I would love to know what is – I'd love to, though, see some science behind this. You know, I I'm not saying every quote-unquote conspiracy theory needs to be – you know, investigated and money spent and time spent. And then, you know, many of these found, you know, to not hold any basis. But we do have heavy metal issues. We do have a lot of pollutants. Many of you blame global warming on what's in our atmosphere. So, you know, but do I think anybody per se in our country is purposely dropping things on our citizens? No, I don't. I don't. But, you know, do I think that we do have a higher exposure to certain things, and why is that happening? I'd like to know. I would. So, you know, please keep me posted on that. Very interesting topic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Now, one of the most difficult subjects for most of us to take are New Year's resolutions. Okay? I hate talking about New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions to me is depressing because it means we've been doing things wrong the whole time. It was interesting. I put this subject up on a truckers forum just because I know it's an annoying topic and, you know, people like to still give their answers, but somebody said exactly how I feel. You know, I've been doing things right all this time. No, why should I change? Of course, my New Year's resolutions, you know, eat more fiber, try to keep, you know, the hemorrhoid flare-ups down, do even more exercise than I've done before. But most of my New Year's resolutions are more fiscal. I mean, I'm going to try to spend as little as possible and try to figure out how. Unfortunately, you know, with what happened over the last few days, we could just, I mean, not even predict. It's not even, I don't even think predict. We'll just watch the value of the dollar fall. And I'm extremely nervous about that. You know, any of us with any economic acumen knew that if you raise taxes during a recession, and whoever said the recession is over is wrong. The recession never ended. And anybody that would not cut spending would just put us to, you know, just prime for economic disaster. And, you know, you see these fools over there in Washington just, you know, and over the last couple of days, we were supposed to be enjoying New Year's. We were supposed to be reveling in the new year, hoping everything was going to be positive. And all the while, we're listening to the news. I'm listening to the news on the way to the New Year's party, after the New Year's party, all day long on New Year's, holding my breath, having absolutely no control whatsoever. No control whatsoever on what they were going to do to us fiscally. And the fact that many of you are going to be losing, you know, money each month now from your paycheck, that means that's money not being put into the economy. And with that money not being put into the economy, then there's less employment. With less employment is less taxes. All right? My fourth grader learned this. I knew this in the third grade. We learned this in the third grade. All right? And so I guess what's on the top of my New Year's resolution is to save money for the worst. You know, and prepare for the worst. And I feel bad because I was really hoping to hire an extra couple staff people. I want to add to the economy. I really want to hire two new nurses. I do so badly. And I don't know what to do at this point. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. They say people may skip taking generic pills if the color differs from the brand name drug. This is very interesting. Okay. You know, I always wondered why generic drugs would not look as close as possible to the brand name, because you would think it would be a very easy marketing tool. You know, people, they lose their brand name drug when something goes to generic, and then they could still buy brand name if they want, but most of the time it's cheaper to buy generic, so you buy generic. Yet a lot of people do get freaked out if it looks different, and some of these generic drugs look really different. So anyway, a study came out today saying differences in the color of generic drugs increase the risk that patients will stop taking their medication, which can have potentially serious consequences. Generic drugs now account for more than 70% of prescriptions. They're supposed to provide the same health benefits as branding drugs, but they'll vary in color and they'll vary in shape. Now, researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston looked at data on patients taking epileptic drugs for seizures, and found that patients were over 50% more likely to stop taking their medication as prescribed if the pills were in a different color than pills that had been previously taken. Now, I mean, can you blame these people? I mean, first of all, it's kind of anti-animalistic to put something in your mouth and swallow it that's not food. Think about it. The very first time anybody probably, you know, came up to a person in ancient times saying, here, you got to put this in your mouth, it's going to cure you. You know, some people are like, really, really, you want me to put, you know, so it's already a little bit against our animalistic tendencies. True. Now in 2013, we're used to taking medications, we're used to popping pills, people take Valium and Viagra and Lortab and antibiotics and just, you know, Advil, and they pop them like there's no tomorrow. But still, there's a tendency, especially when you're young and you're first learning how to swallow a pill to gag, I still feel a little heebie-jeebie-ish sometimes with taking medications, because again, you're putting something into your body that's foreign. True, it's a medication. True, many of us need it. But the point I'm trying to make is you have an instinct. Most of us do, that just kind of makes us hesitate a little bit by putting something in your mouth. Now you're putting something that looks even more foreign than what you've already trained yourself to put in your mouth, you see? Okay. 1-877, oh, don't even go there. Really? Come on, people, grow up. Okay, you know what? If you're already thinking about that, let me just say something about the whole Kathy Griffin thing. Did you guys see that New Year's Eve? I don't usually watch the Kathy Griffin, Anderson Cooper, display CNN, because usually I'm at a party. And I understand, you know, Dick Clark for years, did his gig, and he did it well, and it was great. But apparently what had happened is, even though in previous years I think Kathy Griffin would take off her clothes or something, show her bra, this year she decided to discuss performing a manual sexual act on Anderson Cooper, and then she started to simulate an oral act, getting on her knees and actually kissing his groin. Now, you see him try to, this is New Year's Eve, okay? I mean, what are they doing to the whole, you know, Dick Clark legacy, right? When they do, I mean, really, they had no material. You get that kind of a gig, you get to do Times Square New Year's Eve, and this is how you repay, right, the network. Honestly, you have no better material than to, you know, kiss your co-host's groin, really, and talk about manual sex favors, really? You kidding me? This is one of the biggest gigs of the year. I guess some people, they just don't have material. Anyway, and I apologize if my material right now is discussing their lack of. But you see, Anderson Cooper actually try to, and I'm not saying I'm the biggest Anderson Cooper fan, but, you know, I thought he was pretty professional. You know, I mean, he did the best he could when you have a co-host go rogue. You know, he tried to, you know, when she was bringing up the term sack, he's trying to discuss, no, I'm not Santa, I don't have a sack of presents, etc. Tried to cover it up very poorly. She wouldn't let it go. But I guess what confuses me is I guess he had a show yesterday, and he brings her back on, and they're joking about it. So apparently, if this is what CNN feels is quality programming, and this is where they want to go with their programming, I'm kind of disgusted. All right, you know, the whole liberal media issue is one thing to stomach, but to actually see oral sex simulation right during a New Year's Eve party, I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. It's showing that we have absolutely no more quality. No quality whatsoever, and in fact, filth, right, as part of the mainstream material for a night like that. And it was just thoroughly embarrassing, all right? I don't know much about Kathy Griffin. I don't know if she's ever been in a TV show or movie. I know she shows up a lot with Anderson Cooper. Again, I don't know much about her, but what I do know is she obviously doesn't know how to prep for one of the most amazing media gigs you can get of the year. And I think her choice of material was extremely poor and insulting. There we go. All right. 1-877-DUCK-DALY. So back to taking generic pills. Okay. All right. What? This story is not boring. Okay. This was published in the journals of Archives of Internal Medicine. Archives of Internal Medicine could really get your heart pumping. They say patients who stop taking anti-epileptic drugs because they are in fear of the color of the drug for even a few days are at increased risk of seizure and could experience health and social consequences, i.e. killing somebody in a car wreck, losing your driver's license, etc. They say pill appearance has long been suspected to be linked to medication adherence. Ooh, those are some big words. Yeah, this is... Oh, excuse me. My gosh. Okay. Okay, if I'm getting the hiccups... Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Maybe she heard. Maybe Kathy Griffith heard and she's giving me the evil eye. Pill appearance has long been suspected to be linked to medication adherence, yet this is the first empirical analysis that we know of that directly links physical characteristics to patients' adherence behavior. Whew! Boy, that was a long sentence. That was from Principal Investigator Dr. Aaron Kesselheim. Oh, get this. He's an assistant professor of medicine in the Division of Pharmacoepidemiology and Pharmacoeconomics. No wonder he talks like that. His business card has Pharmacoepidemiology and Pharmacoeconomics on it. You know, he just probably lives in multisyllabic words. He says patients should be aware that their pills may change color and shape. That's because depending on, you know, when the pharmacy buys your generic pills, they could get it from different, you know, different lots can come from different companies. So many of you will be getting different color pills each time. I know that. I see it. All right. So I guess they're telling us doctors to make sure that people may not be taking their pills because of pill color. And I know some of you are like, are you kidding me? They're not going to take a pill because of the color. Well, again, if they think it's the wrong medicine and it's a Saturday night and they can't talk to their doctor and the doctor takes a 3-day weekend, doesn't come until Tuesday, they put in a call on Tuesday that the medicine that they picked up Saturday night looks funny. And they're afraid if they're supposed to take it, they think the doctor might have made a mistake. They leave a message Tuesday morning, since it's the first day the doctor's back, or let's say this was the holiday weekend, so Wednesday morning. Doctor finally maybe returns a phone call, or the nurse returns a phone call the day after that. There goes 5 days. Yeah, that could be some pretty serious stuff. All right, so my suggestion is go back to the pharmacy and ask them. It never hurts to have the pharmacy double check. Remember, pharmacists are our friends. Yes, pharmacists are our friends. We have never had an issue with pharmacists, have we? Doctors might have, because pharmacists will call yelling about the handwriting. But for the most part, pharmacists are the good guys. They know a lot, and they're there to help. And they won't charge you an arm and a leg for their advice. Don't go away. We'll be right back for another hour. 1-877-DOCK-DALY.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.